I'd had trouble sleeping because of the sticky heat and thinking on all I was going to miss. Cherry snow cones and fried okra, winning the blue ribbon in the horseshoe throw. This would have been my fourth year in a row as champion for the 10 and under age group. Penny candy falling like rain from the parade floats, fireworks and sparklers. It was enough to get my ears burning all over again. Grounded on the 4th of July of all days, and Miss Prissy Pants hadn't even stuck around to come in on my side of the story. Did nothing but get up and bawl all the way home. And of course, Jimmy had been real convincing. I bet his nose didn't even hurt that much. Mamie had made me walk Jimmy's bike home while he held one of our dish towels filled with ice on his nose, and she fussed over him like he'd been crippled or something. She made me apologize to Mrs. Sellers, which she probably deserved because she had such a horrible kid for a son, and to Jimmy, which had nearly made me barf. The whole way back to our house, I got the ladies do and ladies do not lecture, which started and ended with how embarrassed she was by my trashy, street gutter behavior, and always had a bit about not saying ain't. Hey, I didn't even want to be a lady. After stewing and sweating all night, I was tired and extra grouchy 4th of July morning. Guess it didn't really matter. Sass or not, I was still on restriction on the best day of the summer. I walked into the kitchen real quiet, hoping to avoid another lecture. Mamie sat at the table in her pink and white seersucker housecoat, her pink slippers, and a pink lace hairnet over her pink sponge curlers. I forgot to mention, Mamie liked pink best of all the colors, and was real sad that my red hair kept her from buying me pink dresses. She was looking at the S&H green stamp catalog, drinking coffee and smoking a cigarette. Mamie loved that catalog enough to marry it. Our grocery even had double stamp days. If we was out of bread and one of those days was in sight, we'd go breadless. Which is kind of funny, because we got our toaster with green stamps. Mamie looked up at me. I braced myself. If I got sassy now, who knew how long I'd be on restriction? Probably till Labor Day. But she didn't start yammering about me being a lady or being an embarrassment to her and Daddy, even though Daddy wouldn't even know to be embarrassed if Mamie didn't keep telling him stuff. She just nodded toward the fancy new Norge refrigerator Daddy had bought for her. She'd been so proud of it that she'd made the whole bridge club come into the kitchen to look at it. A long list of chores was taped on the door. She must have been up all night thinking up stuff for me to do. "That should keep you out of trouble today while I'm gone," Mamie said, in a way that said this wasn't going to be the end of my punishments. I felt a hot prickle run over my skin, the red rage prickle. I looked her right in the eye and said, "Maybe I'll just run away from home. Then you won't be embarrassed by me anymore, and you'll have to do all this stuff yourself." Like I said, I was grouchy. I half expected a slap, or at least another day stuck on to my grounding, but Mamie just blew out a stream of cigarette smoke and pushed herself up from the table and headed out of the kitchen. "I'll go pack your bag." Over her shoulder, she said, "But remember, you can't leave until next week, after your restriction is over." Gritting my teeth, I snatched the list off the refrigerator. It was worse than Cinderella's. I stomped back up to my room without breakfast. Milk would have soured right in my mouth. While Mamie went to the 4th festival, I was Rapunzel in the tower. I crumpled the chore list and threw it into the corner of my bedroom.